We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Give me fuel, give me fuel, give me fuel, give me fuel.
It's always a need for money when it comes to transportation in a state like Virginia, which is on the I-95 corridor with all those people up in Northern Virginia. But at what cost to you? Stephen Hayner is the Senior Fellow for State and Local Tax Policy at the Thomas Jefferson Institute. He joins us now this morning. I'm looking at the story. So the governor is proposing a 4-cent increase in the state's gas tax to raise money for his $3.7 billion landmark rail plan and to use the funds to pay for transportation. There's a lot of people think 4 cents, well, you know, it's, you know, 40 extra cents every time I fill up, or 50 extra cents every time I fill up. I can do that. What's your reaction to that increase?
Well, it's 4 cents three times in a row. So it's this year, next year, and the following year. So it actually works out to 12 cents over 3 years. Mm. And again, if you're in the Richmond area, don't forget, there's another bill that creates a regional gas tax as well. So for Richmond, over 3 years, it'll be 20 cents. 20 cents a gallon, you'll start to know.
That's significant.
And of course, there's, you know, other taxes that'll hit you as well. And don't forget, he still wants to do this transportation and climate initiative, this Northeastern Gas Tax Compact, mm-hmm. that would basically add potentially another 15, 20, 22 cents a gallon. So a couple of years from now, you may be paying another 40 cents a gallon.
Yeah, which puts us on par with what other states? I mean,
it puts us ahead of most of our neighboring states.
Yeah, which puts us
on par with the most expensive states in the country.
Now, some people would argue that Virginians have not bitten the bullet when they should have 20 years ago. And that's the reason we've got, problems on some of our roads, especially when you get up north of Fredericksburg headed into D.C. You think that's true or not?
Again, here's the mistake we made in 2013, and I thought it was a mistake at the time. In 2013, the decision was made to base the fuel tax on the percentage of price. The assumption was that gasoline would go to $4, $5, $6 a gallon, and the state would make a lot of money.
I see.
And, of course, it didn't. The price collapsed. So now we're actually paying a smaller gas tax than we paid 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Our gas tax, before they do this, is really only about 16, 17 cents a gallon.
So the recalibration that might be wise and wouldn't cause economic distress for businesses and individuals would be what?
I think there's not a lot of opposition, actually, to what the governor wants to do with the 12 cents. Mm-hmm. I think most people, certainly the people who build roads, who depend on the highway systems, they're not objecting to that. They understand. Certainly it's going to be a big hit on family budgets.
Yeah.
But I think the long-term trend is that people are moving away from gasoline. They're moving to electric cars. They're moving to hybrids. And I think 5 or 10 years from now, you'll see a real push to pay a vehicle miles tax. So you pay a fee based on every mile. And this bill also sets that up. This bill sets that up on a pilot program for electric vehicles, for hybrid vehicles. They can start paying a mileage fee, but it'll be a voluntary test.
Yeah. Well, I'm not on board with that. That sounds like a disaster for those of us who appreciate our freedom. I think that's one way to stomp
on
everybody.
The folks involved with this climate movement, they want to eliminate all gasoline.
Yeah, they want you off the road.
Diesel.
Right.
So again, they don't want you off the road, but they want you driving an electric car and paying a vehicle miles tax.
Yeah. Well, I think they want to stop the interaction that we see in society as it currently exists in the long term. I mean, I think they've got no problem with us sitting in our own squalor like 300 years ago, because that's a philosophical debate.
That may be true of some of them. I don't think that's true of all of them. But at the same time, I don't run with that crowd, so I don't always know how they think.
The scrapping car inspections movement, you know, I, when that first came up, I said, you know, with all the people who are freaking out about safety on the highways, why would you get rid of car inspections? And I got an email on my Facebook page, the John Reed Show, WRVA, that said, you're really stupid not to immediately see what this is. It it neuters the police so that you can't pull over a car for an expired inspection sticker. It makes it much more difficult to cite someone. And the goal here, it has nothing to do with safety. It's a part of the governor's bowing to racial politics that, you know, to heck with whether there's safety on the roads. I'm going to do everything I can to make it less possible for police to interact with minorities. You think that's true?
It's a theory. I think the governor, knowing how much the gas tax increase was going to hurt people, especially lower income folks, was looking for a way to save them 30, 40 bucks a year by eliminating the inspection. Because, of course, that's what you end up paying. Usually they find something.
Yeah.
I think the police can still pull you for a taillight. They can still pull you for a broken mirror. I'm not familiar enough to know how often someone gets pulled for an expired sticker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the police, I think, are pretty sincere in saying that these inspections are making the roads safer. And the governor's relented. The bill that passed yesterday says you still have to do it. It's just now every other year as opposed to every year.
Yeah. What else are you seeing as far as tax increases in the budget proposals that are floating around at the Capitol now?
Well, there's still a cigarette tax out there, mm-hmm. which will hit a lot of people. 30 cents up. It's basically $3 a carton. I don't smoke, so I don't know. It's a lot of money.
Well, that's my question. For folks who don't smoke, why should we care? I think I know the answer to that, but philosophically, tell me why I should care if I don't smoke.
Well, you know, from a philosophical point of view, the idea of having a statewide uniform tax is probably better than all the local taxes, the patchwork of local taxes you see. We're not really fighting that one. I mean, it's Virginia has an incredibly low tax compared to everybody else.
Yeah, which makes sense since we are a tobacco producing state. You don't want to kill one of your.
It is, but where we make the money on the tobacco these days is the international exports,
right?
As opposed to local. I mean, as someone who doesn't smoke and who wishes people didn't smoke as much. I got to admit, I'm kind of torn on this one. But it's a big tax increase, and it hits people, lower income folks, the most. Because, again, they can't afford it. This is coming out of, some guy making 10 bucks an hour, 12 bucks an hour. This is a big hit.
Yeah. And one of the few things that they have on a daily basis that actually brings them pleasure.
The biggest tax increase this year is the very quiet one.
What's that?
That is last year when you had all that discussion about giving back the windfall, all the money that was created by the federal tax change, the state, had a multi-million dollar, even billions, multi-billion
right.
dollar.
And Republicans insisted that go back to taxpayers.
Well, that's all gone now. There's a couple bills left. There was an effort. Well, actually, they passed a language last year that said, we're going to do it again. We're going to create this taxpayer relief fund and come back and do it again and keep working on that. And the governor's budget takes away the taxpayer relief fund and spends every dollar of it. And time after time down here, bills to return more of that windfall have been killed. There's a couple left, but a couple that tried to return the windfall have already been killed. So that's the big tax increase. And it's probably $500 million a year.
Big money that people will actually notice. Stephen Hayner, Senior Fellow for State and Local Tax Policy at the Thomas Jefferson Institute. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Call anytime. Sometimes I think I'm in Richmond, but down here these days, I think I'm in Sacramento.
Yeah, no kidding. And that is not a good thing. As much as I love California, that's not a good thing. Thanks, Stephen. We'll come back. We'll check on the traffic and the weather in just a moment. News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.